You're listening to ABC Tropical North and Frances Easton from Allman Partners in again. And Frances, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw a bit of news recently, just in the last few weeks, that there were some high schools over in Western Australia, actually, that are starting to introduce life skills lessons. So things like how to change a tyre, financial literacy, how to manage your money. What does that look like here in this region at the moment? Have you heard of anything similar or talks of these sorts of ideas?
Yeah, look, there's certainly some projects or programs that I have seen in high schools. I certainly see in the primary school basis, the kids talking about needs and wants. I'm seeing it with my prep daughter at the moment in prep. So they're certainly learning those basics of going needs and wants, and because that's really important when it comes to financial literacy. And particularly in this generation coming about of wanting things straight away.
Not living beyond your means.
Yep, all those basic foundations of financial literacy. So I do see bits and pieces, but it's not a regular basis that I do see in local schools. But yeah, things like phones. I'll use the example of mobile phones. So a lot of teenagers have mobile phones now. And really the value of that and what those costs are and how they go budgeting around those things.
And how good would this be as an elective? Like I remember in my high school days, we did, I think I chose economics.
Yes.
You're learning about the stock market, blue chip shares, and that's all well and good. Mm. But how about a security analyst or, you know, finance analyst coming in and showing someone through a banking app and showing them all the weaknesses, you know, some of the traps, ways to really strengthen your security on that banking app if they're already with a bank or they plan to be once they leave school. And that would be so valuable then.
Yeah, look, I think adults and children that would be valuable for. So I do reflect on, we certainly as a financial planning community, our association actually gets out there every year and looks at educating our year 11 students. So an FPA week, we go out and talk to the schools and talk about financial literacy and just down to the basics, which we think are really important. There's really three buckets. You've got fixed costs, future costs, and what you want to put in the future. And we've got the fun bucket. So those simple terms and using that and getting people to start thinking, and children at that time when they're starting to get part-time jobs, thinking about how they allocate their money is really important. And that's a real good foundation for them.
And how's that week normally pan out? Do you get good feedback from the students? What are they asking you?
Yeah, look, children are really engaged. These days, children or teenagers certainly are more engaged with their finance side of things. And I think that's really come stemming to, they're going to have to think about things in the future because maybe we won't have Centrelink benefits around. And ideally they really need to be going, okay, they've all got phones, like I said before, so they're having to start thinking about these things sooner. Everyone has a different exposure when it comes to life, what they're exposed to. And yes, some children will get that exposure a lot quicker. But what I will say is that every child gets exposure to financial literacy through their home. So it's not all about the responsibility of the school, but certainly as a young age, they academically have proven that from 4 years of age, people are, you know, their kids are visually seeing you do what you do in your everyday life and making choices. The FPA did a survey that last year, because certainly this was their focus in the FPA week last year in regards to financial literacy for children and in the household. And they said there's a couple of blockers really, and they surveyed these adults. Firstly, 20% of adults said and parents said children really aren't interested. And 14% said not enough time. You know, so we're all busy throughout our days and we're really not putting our time to that. Some of the emotional blockers, which I thought was really interesting, they don't feel good about their financial situation as adults. So 19% of the population actually indicated that. And 12% of the population indicated on that survey that they don't know enough about money. So this, you know, adding those statistics up, that's what we're actually contending with, I suppose, as a community to go, well, how can you go and get some further information about financial literacy as an adult to then help your children? They're actually saying now statistically it's really hard for children to get the concept of money because it's all electronic. So, you know, when I go to the ATM, I actually tell my 5-year-old child, mum works very hard and we just don't get money out of the wall, you know. So it's getting those concepts of there's some work involved beyond that by just not getting it out of the ATM. This is where we've got the challenge now as parents and as a society and community to go, how do we train or how do we give that information to our children a little bit differently than probably we have done in the past? I think you've got to make it tangible because children need that tangibility and visual. So it's actually when you are going to the grocery store going, okay, there's milk there, but there's one for $1 and there's one for $1.50. Why is that so? You know, and talking about those things with your children and what the value is from money to money. And sometimes that might be any difference in the value of it, but one's cheaper. And also talking about things when you get your bills. I know they come electronically a lot of the time now, but actually probably sitting down and showing the children when they come through, well, this is the electricity bill and it costs us X amount, you know, a quarter, and this is how that works. And breaking it down even on a weekly basis, how much that costs for them to run the electricity or the household. I think it's really good for a child to have a bank account and they see those statements come through. You can sit down with them, talk about what that all means. I know I've had a conversation with my 9-year-old about what interest is on a bank account, as simple as that. We think it's simple, but from a child's perspective, they really don't understand what interest is. And when they get that perspective that if they put the money in the bank and they continue to put it in the bank, that grows that interest that they receive. It's pretty exciting for them, in a sense, to see that.